obviously a very difficult game from our point of view. We played them twice in the last 10 days. We couldn't beat them either time, neither home or away. And you know, they've gone and won through their last three games in a row, and they're probably in a better place than they were 2 weeks previous to Friday night. Although we've had a good result as well, if you like, last Friday. So we'll see what happens, but we need to be right with any hope again. And I know that Ryan and they're full of confidence here. They may not have been as confident 2 weeks ago. They've won three games since, and we'll be looking above them and looking ahead.
Yeah, there's huge familiarity between the Celts players because of those two cup games. But will those cup games have a bearing on what happens on Friday, do you think?
I'm not quite sure whether it'll have any bearing. In fact, I was asked that question inside, and I don't think it actually will. Maybe the first game in Ballybuffet, on the basis that Dundalk had most of their players available that night, that'll be available for this Friday. The replay game, they were short one or two bodies. There was a window of opportunity there when we went 1-0 up. We had two chances to score a second. We didn't take it, and to be fair to Dundalk, they ran out an extra time worthy winners. But they then went and bet a Sligo side 4-1, and Sligo don't concede many, if any, goals. And they conceded 4 in one game, and then went and bet a very good Bowes side on Monday night. But so did we as regards Bowes, you know, 5 days ago.
Yeah, I suppose there's no doubt over the quality that they have, the likes of Pat Hoobin and Michael Duffy. You saw the damage that they did last week in Oriel Park.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've been a thorn on our side with Mickey's been a thorn on our side with more sides than just Dundalk. Look, Hoobin has scored. He scores, you know, regularly. He's been across in England. And but there's more than that. Like, you know, you've got the likes of Will Patching that probably loves coming to Finn Park. You know, you know, they have no fear of it, and you know, they've on paper they've probably as good a side that is in, you know, is in the division. It was just for their sake a matter of turning it, a bit like ourselves, you know, way back when we couldn't get it turned. They turned it an extra time against us in the FAI Cup, and they haven't looked back. Please God, they'll look back on Friday night, but, you know, it'll be hugely difficult to get anything out of it.
Yeah. You've 36 points on the league table with 8 games to go. I'm sure you probably would have taken that at the start of the season, but it's a really tight league, and, you know, it's going to take a big points tally to avoid that relegation playoff spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we survived, I don't know what year it was, 5-6 years ago, on 32 points. And we survived with a game to go, actually. You know, 42 probably won't keep you up. I don't know what point it's going to take, but there's going to be someone left with his egg on their face, might be the right word, come the last week of the season, and having to go into a relegation playoff in a one-off game against a serious third division side. And it could be us. If it's us, it's us, and we need to be prepared physically and mentally for it. If it's us, obviously we're hoping it isn't, but the reality is that, you know, someone is going to have a big letdown the last game of the season, and I think this will go to the last game of the season. Yeah,
you do have a number of home games coming up, and you're going to have to make the Finn Park advantage count in those fixtures.
Well, I mean, look, we've been hot and cold in Finn Park over the last 18 months, and there's no point in it's no coincidence that we've improved our home form since we got supporters back in, and we need them to come out on Friday night, and we need them to be patient with us, because this can change very, very quickly, looking up or looking down, and we need them to be patient and bear with us. But there's no shortage of effort from the lads when they're playing. I think the supporters that have been at the recent home games have seen that. But we need them out on Friday, you know, in their droves, and be prepared for ups and downs. And please God, you know, should we go a goal now, we need them to back and not to bite at the players, because, you know, I won't say they haven't been used to it in the lockdown, but, you know, the only people biting at them are myself and Paul Hegarty possibly. But we need them to back them and to be patient with them, and to see, can we, you know, scrape something out of it on Friday night.
Yeah, and you will be down a few bodies as well. Will Seymour is out injured at present, and Carlos Sullivan will serve a suspension on Friday.
Yeah, it seems to be the nature of it that there's always a number unavailable to us. We've patched it up in bits and pieces, and to a degree got away with it. But while the panel isn't huge, there's very little difference between number 1 and number 20, or whatever word or whatever number you want to use there. They're very even as regards ability, and to be fair to every one of them, they certainly are extremely even as regards their attitude.